Hello and welcome to the Adligo Strategic Talent Transformation Podcast. Today's topic, skills-based organizations and how to transform into one. My name is Raimund Nienaber. I am HR thought leader and HR consulting director at Adligo. Throughout my career, I built and led high-performing HR and technical teams with 20-plus years of innovating in human resources. I love to help organizations achieve top performance with their employees, leveraging data and AI. Top business performance and great value with talent analytics is what we want to bring with Adligo to the corporate world. Today, we deep dive into the topic of skills-based organizations. As businesses navigate the rapidly evolving landscape of the modern workforce, the traditional approach of focusing solely on job titles and hierarchies is giving way to a more dynamic and agile model centered around skills. In this episode, we will explore what exactly constitutes a skills-based organization and why more and more companies are embracing this approach. What are the significant benefits it brings and practical steps for organizations to make this transformative shift? Let's dive into the why the companies choose moving into skills-based approaches in today's workplace. According to the World Economic Forum, businesses anticipate that by 2027, 44% of workers' core skills will undergo disruption due to the rapid advancement of technology, outpacing traditional training programs. Skill needs evolve rapidly. Hence, the question arises, do job roles keep up? Unfortunately, the conventional model, heavily reliant on job titles and old-fashioned structures, struggles to adapt enough. This traditional model often results in rigid job definitions, limited mobility for employees, and difficulty in addressing evolving business needs. Moreover, conventional HR practices can perpetuate biases and hinder diversity and inclusion efforts. Recognizing these challenges is crucial in understanding the urgent need for a more agile approach to talent management. Work has become increasingly dynamic and complex, driven by technological advancements and shifting business landscapes. The shortcomings of the traditional model become evident. Employers struggle to align employee skills with evolving job requirements. This leads to skill gaps and underutilization of talent. In response, the concept of a skills-based organization emerged, prioritizing the identification, development, and utilization of individual skills and capabilities over rigid job titles and descriptions. This paradigm shift liberates employees from job-centric identities and values them for their diverse skill sets, enabling more flexible talent development to meet organizational needs. According to a global Deloitte survey, organizations are increasingly exploring this approach, with 98% of business executives acknowledging the importance of skills for defining work, deploying talent, managing careers, and valuing employees. By prioritizing skills over job titles, organizations can adapt more effectively to changing demands and drive success in the modern era. So, let's define a skills-based organization. What does it actually mean? According to Deloitte, a skills-based organization is a new operating model where organizations define their workforce not by the job or individual roles held, but by the skills and capabilities that each individual has, so they can respond to changes in their external environment. In a skills-based organization, skills and human capabilities take center stage in talent strategies. They are shaping a fresh approach to how work and the workforce operate. These organizations drive various talent strategies and business choices, fostering ongoing adaptability and unleashing the workforce's complete potential. According to Conferry, A skills-based organization recognizes that people have a wide range of skills that can be utilized to be successful in various roles. They consider the individual as a whole person and how their capabilities fit with the work that needs to be done both today and tomorrow within the organization. So, when and how the skills-based approach can be used? So this approach can be used by best exploring some examples. Josh Bersin outlined several compelling use cases for skill-centric approach in talent management. In recruitment, prioritizing skills allows for a broader candidate network, uncovering internal talent that may be an ideal fit for a position. Leveraging skill adjacencies technology further enhances this process by identifying individuals with similar skill sets who seamlessly transition into new roles. Moreover, adopting a skills-based hiring approach significantly reduces bias. By anonymizing resumes and focusing solely on skills, organizations can successfully identify candidates with exceptional capabilities. When it comes to career development and growth, talent marketplace and internal mobility tools have proven being highly effective. Companies like Rolls-Royce utilize a skills-based model to facilitate rotations and enable employees to explore new opportunities within the organization. Similarly, MetLife, Schneider Electric, Johnson & Johnson, and others leverage talent marketplaces to promote gig work, facilitate their career advancement, and enhance talent mobility. In terms of pay and rewards, the concept of skills-based pay is gaining traction. Organizations can offer rewards and increased hourly rates upon achieving adjacent skill credentials. This approach not only fosters pay equity, but also incentivizes skills development and advancement. These insightful use cases, identified by Jos Bersin, underscore the transformative potential of a skills-based approach in talent management. At Edligo, we discovered success stories with our client and stand ready to support organizations in implementing and optimizing skills-based strategies to drive their workforce forward. Let me share some use cases that are extremely valued by our clients. Number one, produce enhanced training and development. Adopting a skills-based approach allows organizations to tailor training programs more effectively, addressing specific skill gaps within their workforce. They get personalized learning paths that can be designed to cater to individual needs and preferences, fostering continuous skill development and maximizing employee potential. Second, we have improved employee experience. Aligning employees with aspirational roles based on their skills and competencies enhances satisfaction and engagement. The personalized approach fosters ownership over career paths. This boosts retention and cultivates a positive organizational culture. Third example, streamlined performance management. Skills-based performance management aligns employee goals with the skills required for success in their roles. By focusing on skills development and proficiency, managers can provide meaningful feedback and support to help employees to reach their full potential. Fourth, optimize resource allocation. With a clear understanding of employee skills, organizations definitely can strategically allocate resources to meet business objectives. Assigning tasks based on skill sets ensures the right people are in the right roles to drive performance and innovation. Fifth, agile project staffing. Skills-based staffing enables organizations to assemble project teams quickly based on the required skills for each project. This agile approach ensures projects are staffed with individuals possessing the necessary and right expertise to deliver results on time and within budget. These use cases highlight the multitude diverse ways organizations can leverage a skill-based approach to enhance talent management and drive business success. At Edligo, We are dedicated to helping organizations unlock their workforce's full potential through innovative talent solutions tailored to their unique needs and objectives. What are the benefits of skill-based talent strategies? So, in theory, it all sounds great, but actually, let's look at these benefits. 73% of employees feel that skills-based practices can improve their experiences at work. Moreover, skills-based organizations are 98% more likely to have a reputation as a great place to grow and develop. 79% are more likely to have a positive workforce experience, and 47% more likely to provide an inclusive work environment. They are 107% more likely to place talent effectively. 98% are more likely to retain high performers. Companies have recognized that skills-based practices are a powerful solution to challenges that have intensified since the pandemic. They believe that the powerful impact of skills-based practices helps them to solve intensified challenges. But how to efficiently transform into a skills-based organization? For that, we need to understand the core principles that underpin skills-based organizations. There is a very nice outline made by Deloitte. First, liberating work. Imagine a workplace where job descriptions are no longer restricted boxes, but instead fluid structures encompassing a portfolio of tasks and projects. Work transcends the confines of traditional roles, fostering adaptability and creativity. Second, reconceptualizing employees. In the realm of skills-based organizations, employees are not confined to their predefined roles. Instead, they are viewed as unique contributors with diverse skills and capabilities, each playing a vital role in driving organizational success. Third item is skill-centric decision-making. Departing from the traditional focus on job titles, decisions within skills-based organizations revolve around individual skills, whether it's task allocation, performance management, reward, or recruitment. Skills take precedence over job titles. Fourth, building a skills hub. At the heart of every skills-based organization lies a robust skills hub, a dynamic engine powered by skills data, cutting-edge technology, and effective governance. This hub serves as a nerve center, driving informed decision-making and facilitating organizational agility. These principles are the foundation of skills-based organization, bringing about a new area of adaptability, empowerment, and data-driven success. Building a skills-based organization involves creating an environment where skills are at the core of decision-making, talent development, and overall organizational strategy. Here are the steps to help you to build a skills-based organization. First, leadership buy-in and support. Gain buy-in from leadership and other important stakeholders like employee representatives. Ensure they understand, actively support, and promote the skills-based approach. Leaders must lead this change process and prioritize skills development. Number two, identify your organization's core skills. Begin by identifying the core skills of your organization needs to succeed now and in future. These may include technical skills, soft skills, industry-specific knowledge, and leadership abilities. You may create competency and skills frameworks, which might be time-consuming, or leverage the help of consultants or tools like Atlego. Third, map out existing skills within your organization. Create a skills hub. Determine where are the gaps and areas for improvement. This could involve conducting skills assessments, surveys, or performance evaluations. Fourth, technology, tools, and legal boundaries. Leverage technology and tools such as learning management system, skills evaluation platforms, and data analytics like Atlego to support your skills-based approach. Use data to track skill gaps, measure progress, and make data-informed decisions. Understand legal frameworks that govern roles, jobs, or skill sets. Fifth, leverage skills data for talent management. Utilize the skills data collected through skills assessments or evaluations and performance evaluations to inform talent management decisions. This includes identifying high potential employees, creating personalized development plans, and aligning talent with strategic organizational goals. By leveraging data effectively, organizations can optimize their talent management process and ensure they have the right people in the right roles to drive success. Six, feedback and iteration. Very important. Solicit feedback from employees regularly to assess the effectiveness of your skills-based initiatives. Iterate and refine your strategies based on insight gathered for employees and performance metrics. By following these steps, you can create a skills-based organization that is agile, adaptable, and equipped to thrive in today's rapidly changing business landscape. We at Adligo are committed to assisting organizations in becoming skills-driven by leveraging best practices, talent analytics, and, of course, AI. Our expertise ensures that organizations effectively implement these strategies, enabling them to unlock the full potential of their workforce and achieve sustainable success in today's dynamic business environment. In today's episode, we delved into the concept of skills-based organizations, exploring their significance in navigating the evolving corporate landscape and achieving sustainable growth. We discussed the importance of prioritizing skills and competencies over traditional job roles, and we outlined practical steps to help organizations transition into a skills-based approach. To stay updated on future episodes and continue learning about strategic talent transformation, be sure to subscribe to the Adligo Strategic Talent Transformation Series podcast on YouTube and Spotify. And follow Adligo on LinkedIn. Join us as we embark on a journey to transform the future of work together. Thank you.